Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful Sunday morning here. Got a great segment coming your way here before we get started on all that great sports talk, playoffs and all that. We got Cannabis Healing yet again with the lovely Paxton Quigley. Paxton, good morning.
Well, hello, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners out there. I got to tell you, last week was a big week in Canada, as many of you know. Marijuana was legalized, and most shops and dispensaries ran out of product literally within 3 days. Also, in many of Canada's provinces, the government is in charge of selling cannabis online and delivering it. And that process also ran into problems because there's a postal strike going on right now in Canada. So, folks, if you were planning to travel to Canada in the hope of consuming legal weed, I think I would wait a few more weeks or even months. Back here, we're still waiting for legislation in a number of states. So I'd like to give a shout-out to advocates who have been working hard toward that goal, and also to the members of the Ohio Cannabis Association. We just want to say, keep up the good work. So that being said, we've interviewed a number of researchers who've been instrumental in providing really valuable information about the medical benefits of cannabis. And while we're talking about other countries, a recent study from Israel strongly suggests that cannabis oil, that's CBD, provides relief for people with Crohn's disease. I don't know if you know Crohn's disease. It's an inflammatory bowel disease, and the statistics are amazing. About 1.6 million Americans have inflammatory bowel disease. So in the coming weeks, we're expecting to have the lead researcher, a woman named Dr. Naftali from Israel. She'll be on Cannabis Healing, and she'll be explaining more about this breakthrough study and how cannabis can help inflammatory bowel disease. But, you know, I thought it would be interesting to talk to a person who, for years, about 8 years, came to the sad realization that her medical situation was so horrific that she could no longer live a normal life. But what she did, she took the matter into her own hands with cannabis. So our guest today is Tonya Sanders. She's from Ohio. She's the mother of two daughters, and she's also a nurse. And she's agreed to share her story with us. Hello, Tonya, and welcome to Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. How
Thank
are you?
Thank you, Paxton, for having me. Thank you. I'm doing great.
Good. Can you tell us about your illness or illnesses? And what finally led you to trying alternative medicine?
Sure. In 2009, I woke up one morning and with severe jaw pain. That severe jaw pain led me down 8 years of hell. They diagnosed me 10 years ago with advanced lupus, fibromyalgia, Raynaud's disease. I'll give you just a couple little things. You know, I had a stroke.
You said a stroke?
Yes, I had a stroke. And I'm only 37. So I've had a stroke. I have had bacterial meningitis a few times. I was in a coma. Feeding tubes, poor tick lines, multiple surgeries, spinal pumps into my back, pain pumps into my back. I've taken everything from, you know, the medication. I did the traditional treatment. I took everything that they told me to, from anywhere from a baby aspirin clear to chemotherapy, fentanyl, Dilaudid, every pain medication that you can think of. I was on fentanyl and Dilaudid for the last, you know, for years. And so 2 years ago, they sent me home. I went to a pain management appointment, and I was down to, like, I'm 6 foot tall almost. I was down to 120 pounds. I had a feeding tube. I walked into that appointment. They looked at me and said, the opioid crisis here going in Ohio, we're going to have to cut you back on your pain medication, which it wasn't working anyway. You know what I mean? I was still laying on my couch 22 hours a day, crawling to the bathroom on my hands and knees. You know, my girls were taking care of me. You know, and my girls are just now 12 and 16. So my youngest has never got to, she never got to know the old Tonya. You know, the, she's always known me as sick.
What did you do next?
So after that appointment, they looked at me, you know, I went out to the car, I was upset. I'm dying right here in front of them. There's nothing else they can do. They sent me home to die. So I walked out to the car, upset. I ripped up all the prescriptions, and I had no idea what I was going to do. So on my way home, I called my husband and said I ripped up all the prescriptions. They were going to wean me off of them anyway. I don't know what else to do. So that day, a couple hours later, I started withdrawing really bad. Three or four days in, I couldn't take it. I was suicidal. I was having seizures. I couldn't wear clothes. I mean, exactly like heroin withdrawal. But I hadn't, you know, I had no other choice. I had to stop it. They were killing me, or I was going to end it myself. So
how did you come to making the decision to take cannabis?
We had been researching it for 2 years. One doctor had mentioned it to me this whole time. The whole time I was sick, one doctor mentioned it, and it was only for 2 seconds, and then it was swept under the rug. It was never mentioned again. But I always kept it in the back of my mind, and we had been researching it for 2 years prior. But I was so scared. It didn't matter that I was taking all this high-potent medication. I was scared of a plant. But so I called my friend. My husband called my friend. He came right up. I went out to my garage. I had never tried it. I had never tried cannabis before. I was scared. I had never tried it in high school. You know, here, it's a bat. It's the stigma around it. You know, bad people use it. Stay away from it. That's what I grew up learning. You know, that's what they were teaching me. So he got there within 15 minutes. I went out to my garage. By the time I walked from my garage to my back porch, everything that I had been experiencing for the last 8 years, the last 4 days of these withdrawals, was gone.
Wait a second. Did you smoke it? What did you do?
I smoked it the first time. I didn't. My friend, that's all we had. And I was going to try anything because I was ending it. I was done. I couldn't live like that anymore. It was either
Tell me, when you started smoking it, were you smoking it every day? And all of the problems that you were having subsided?
The day that I took off my last fentanyl patch, that day that I came home from pain management, I had saw online about CBD oil. So I got some CBD oil. I tried the CBD oil first, and it wasn't enough for me. It helped me. You know, I was taking droppers full because I knew it couldn't hurt me, you know, but I was taking droppers full, and I could tell it relaxed me a little bit, but I needed something more.
So what was that?
That was the cannabis. And that's exactly what I needed. I needed that entourage effect of both the THC and the CBD.
So you needed both THC and CBD.
Yes. And that did it. That took it all away. And, you know, I withdrew hard for, 6 to 8 weeks. But I was able to use the CBD. I was able to go out and smoke every 2 hours if I needed to. Just enough to get those withdrawals that I could tolerate them. That's the only thing that got me through it.
So tell me how you are today and what you're doing.
I'm pleased to announce that my rheumatologist, it has been, two years ago in November, I am in remission with my lupus, which I had never been in remission before. So my lupus is in remission, and I am completely pharmaceutical free.
And do you still have pain? Are you back functioning? You know, like you used to be before all of this horror?
I am able to live my life with cannabis, and that's how I'm able to live. It lets me live every day. It's saving my life every day. And I'm able to function. I'm able to be a mom again because of cannabis.
That's fantastic for our listeners to hear. Tell me briefly, I know that you're involved in an organization that's a pro-cannabis organization in Ohio.
Yes, it's the International Women's Cannabis Coalition, and I have I run the page. So if anybody wants to check that out,
what is your website? Do you have a website that people can go to?
No, I don't have a website. No, it's just the Women's Cannabis Coalition in Ohio.
I see. I wanted to ask you your activism. Is it accepted in your community, or does cannabis still carry a big stigma?
That was one of my big things when I came out of the cannabis closet, so to say. I was afraid that I was going to get backlash from the community, but my community has been behind me. They don't all understand it, but like I said, I'm trying to educate. I'm trying to set up meetings here in our community to get the community involved and understand, and they have questions. And I have a doctor who's a prescribed recommending doctor. He's going to come talk to the community. So I'm trying here. You know.
Well, that's really, really terrific, and I hope you continue your work and that you can get your message across not only to people living in Ohio but also in the rest of the United States. And we hope to have you on again, maybe in a couple of months. Well, you'll have a lot of better news and good news to tell us. And so I thank you very much for sharing your story with us at Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paxton. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Sure. You know, folks, I've said it before, and I will say it again. The cannabis plant is a gift from nature. It's capable of treating many ailments, including migraine headaches, epilepsy, chronic pain, to name just a few. So next week, we're going to be speaking with a woman in Virginia who started her own successful CBD company. So I want to thank all of you for listening to us. Please stay in touch with us on Twitter and Facebook at Cannabis Healing with Pax. That's P-A-X. Until next week, please stay healthy and balanced. I'm Paxton Quigley.